Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, and happy morning show host day.
Oh, look at that. This is fun.
It is a weird sort of where we turn the microphone and camera on us. One day a year, you're supposed to apparently make an effort to get to know us a little bit better because, you know, I don't know. The site ranker.com said the Weather Channel is the number one favorite morning show hosts.
What? The Weather Channel?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, people who like the weather and all that, they're usually pretty diehard and everything. So
okay, it's just I need to know how to dress today.
Yeah. So we thought it might be fun. We haven't done this in a long time, but a kind of Ask Us Anything sort of segment, all right? Where
okay,
if there's been any sort of burning question or just a random question that pops into your head about either the show or Kelly or myself, feel free to ask it to us, all right? At Ben and Kelly Show, or you can always text it or call 502-795-1997.
We did put this up on Facebook. Do you want to dive through some of those?
Yeah, sure. We can do those real quick.
Okay, so, Amy Suellen said, what are your favorite books? My initial thought was, I don't read. And then I remembered, I have read a couple books.
Yeah.
Colleen Hoover's Ugly Love and Verity.
Yeah, so I
very
like...
Very good.
I like the Dan Brown books. You know, those are like the... Dan Brown, he... I can't think of any of them. But anyways, Dan Brown books.
Simon, he writes good books.
Yeah, Simon Sinek is another author I like to read. The Time Traveler's Wife, you know, it's been made into a series and a movie. Those pale in comparison to the actual book. The book is fantastic. And then if we want to go to like a children's book, one of my favorite children's books is I Want My Hat Back. That's by Alan Smithy.
Oh, I love the crayons quitting.
Yep.
Those books.
Valerie says, who is your favorite celebrity? She asked that as well. Raina also wants to know
what our favorite celebrity that we've met.
Yes, that we've met. And I will say, like, we've been blessed to be in a position where we get a chance to interact with several of, you know, the pop stars and comedians and things like that. Kevin Hart is one that comes to mind. One of my favorite interviews that we've ever done on the show. Kevin Hart. I mean, Chris Martin from Coldplay was one. Ed Sheeran, so down to earth, so accessible.
Yes. I just added that to my answer. Ed Sheeran, when he performed for us in our conference room, was just lovely.
Yeah. And look, Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, those two. I mean, you know, some of these huge celebrities have staying power and have longevity for a reason, you know?
Yes.
Yes, their music is popular, but beyond that, they're just, they get it, you know?
Yes, and Charlie Puth also is...
Yeah, he was really good, too.
...has always been lovely, but I had a great, like, 30-minute in-person conversation, like, at a bar, this was, like, Derby Week, years ago with Jim Caviezel, who was... Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, and most recently in The Sound of Freedom, which amazing movie. If you haven't yet seen it, go see that one. And then, of course, on the phone, I talked to Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
I did talk to Ryan Reynolds. He was engaged to Alanis Morissette back then, but he promised we were going to move to Utah and he'd marry us both. And then that didn't happen for either.
Amy asks, how do you prep for the show and how much time do you spend a week prepping? Well, one of the things that we do, like, I never think, okay, this is the time that I prep. I mean, there is a, you know, I get in the morning at like 4 a.m. and you know, we kind of go through a lot of the stories and segments that we're going to plan out before the show actually starts, because we want to at least know what we're going to be doing to not waste your time, you know, because we enjoy that you listen and we understand that you don't want... You want us to have our stuff together, right? So
yes, but we kind of never stop
prepping. Yeah, I was going to say, that was my whole point. It's like, you know, everything can be a segment or something. So we are always just, we have our brains open and we are always accepting of ideas of like, oh, okay, that could be something that we could take to the show and things like that. So
yeah, like, you know, we have friends in the radio industry. Mm-hmm. We kind of talk, we can get inspired by some of the things that worked for them. I'll scroll on Facebook. A lot of times I'll find the feel-good stories on things that pop up, you know, on my Facebook feed. And we have lots of different sources where we can grab things, and we share a document that both of us can access at any time of the day, and we can add stuff to it so we can see what each other has put in there. And then, you know, yeah, we have the same, you know, show prep services, and we kind of look at the things, and we know each other's brain well enough to where I know what he's going to pick, and he knows what I'm going to, we kind of just naturally agree on everything that's going to make the show. So that makes it nice.
Steven says, what are your zodiac signs? I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Libra.
There you go. Ben, what's your most favorite phone tap? Oh, probably, I mean,
was a fan of the most recent one, the boxing.
Well, I will say, and I wish we had this still, but we don't. One of my favorite phone taps was when I phone tapped you, Kelly, when you were getting married.
Before we were working together
It was. But I phone tapped her, and it was a thing where I screwed everything up with your reception. After
yes.
your wedding. And
you called me in the middle of
your
the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
Where we were trying to find a missing cake at the moment. So there was already a little bit of a crisis going. And then you're sitting there telling me that there's a completely different menu on tap for the reception the next day.
Yeah.
I had a moment and I said, here, talk to my mother.
Yeah, I know.
I think I handed you off to my mom.
Yep. And then
I couldn't.
I had
in
a little
moment.
Chat with Diane there, so it was good. all right, so yeah, we'll take some more of your Ask Us Anything at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Coming up next, taking your questions that maybe you want to have answers to. I want to get to Bethany's. What's the most awkward story about being propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener?
So I
was thinking about this. And I was like, okay. So this does involve a listener, but
this is back in your night show days.
This doesn't involve when I was on DJX. This involves another radio station that I used to work at. But there was now there's more coming to mind. But here's the story I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So I did a night show. I it was like an evening show where I got off at midnight. And so I would then, you know, maybe finish up some stuff at work, or I would go and I kind of worked in a college town at the time. And so, you know, me and a couple friends from the radio station, we'd go to, you know, one of the bars and something like that, maybe have a couple beers and then, you know, whatever, go home. So there was someone at work who was like, hey, we're having a party a little later on tonight. You should stop by after you get off work. So that's like, you know, like midnight, right? So I was like, yeah, okay. So she worked at, you know, the radio station. And, you know, she was like, yeah, so just stop by, whatever. And so I go and I've told this story to my wife a bunch of times, too. So FYI.
Okay, you're not going to get in trouble.
No. So I go, and she was there with the person I worked with was there with a listener who was also her friend. And the person I worked with used to be a listener, but then she got a job at that radio station. So it was like basically like two listeners, one of whom I was my coworker. And I walk in, and there's a bunch of candles lit. And I kind of look around, and I'm like,
this is not a big party.
Where's the party?
Is this a private party?
I know. I was like, what did I...
And wait, hit the song. The song that comes to my mind where there's some music in the background.
Yeah, so I walk in and there's a bunch of candles and it was kind of dark and like mood lighting and all that. And they're like, hey, you know, like they hand me a beer. And so I was like, oh, hey, hi, you know. And so I was kind of drinking the beer, kind of looking around going, is there, like, did
Here,
I miss something?
Have a beer or
like,
five.
Like, do you have a... Are we having a party?
Yes.
And then when I realized it was just me, I was like, I gotta go. And so that was...
I'm tired.
I had a rough day at work. All this.
I'll get on down the road.
I'm just gonna have to... skedaddle here. You know how it is, you know, and all this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that was kind of awkward because... you know,
yeah.
Then I had to work with this person for the.
Oh.
You know,
so that was Did you acknowledge after that?
Nope.
We just don't talk about that.
Nope. We just don't talk about
that.
We don't talk about that. So, that was probably one of the more awkward times that I've been propositioned or hit on by a fan or listener.
I was never really overtly hit on, except for we did years ago. Have a contest on
the air. Oh, win a date with you?
Win a date with me. And the winner that the audience chose, we went to this movie, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's always years ago. And there wasn't a lot of talking, you know. So, but the, like, one of the runner-ups, we had some mutual friends. And so I ended up going out with him a couple of times. So there's a moment where we were kissing, and then he was kind of like, "Can't believe I'm kissing Kitty Kay."
Oh, gosh, like, that's so cringe and awkward.
A little weird.
That is a little weird and awkward.
Like, all right. So we didn't date much after that.
No. All right. Well, this is fun. One last one from Missy. If your boss is reading this, we love the OG local radio morning host. Thank you. Appreciate that, Missy. Ever think about bringing back the Wheel of Dares?
No, Missy, thank
yes,
you. Moving
actually,
on.
Actually, we should consider that for sure, bringing back the Wheel of Dares.
Missy, that is good. His number.
That is good. All right. Well, hey, thank you. Maybe we'll do this again sometime, the Ask Us Anything here portion of the show on 99.7 DJX.